It's 92 degrees and a little cloudy here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. Voters in places like Antioch, Glencliff, and Nashboro Village are now in the state's fourth congressional district. Prior to redistricting, the fourth was limited to Rutherford County and farther south. WPLN's Cynthia Abrams explains who South Nashville voters are represented by and who they can cast their ballots for.
Republican Scott Desjarlais has held that seat for 14 years, and he is running for re-election. He's a bit controversial, anti-abortion legislator who was recorded pressuring a mistress to have one. He is facing challenges from three very similar candidates in his party, all veterans, all conservative, Trump agenda aligned, though Desjarlais is the one with the actual Trump endorsement. And there is a potential interesting race shaping up for the general election, given that one of the Democratic candidates has out-fundraised even Desjarlais, and that's Mike Cortese, a current Nashville Metro Council member.
Cortese will be fending off challenges from a few other Democratic nominee hopefuls, but they all have far less funding. For more information on all candidates, as well as races in other Tennessee congressional districts, visit WPLN.org. The next death row inmate scheduled for lethal injection wants a new execution doctor. Tennessee Department of Correction is expected to put Anthony Darrell Hines to death on August 13th. His attorneys want the court to order TDOC to hire a new doctor before the scheduled execution, and if that's not possible, they want the state to delay his capital punishment until it can hire someone. Typically, the doctor is there to call time of death, but when the medical staff fails to place a traditional IV into the inmate's arms, the doctor is expected to place a central line in a deeper vein. Dr. Mark Fowler tried and failed to carry out this task in the last execution. TDOC has refused to confirm whether Fowler will staff Hines' execution. The defense attorneys say keeping Fowler around puts Hines at risk of torturous pain. Hines has several health complications. He had a stroke last year, and the prison's medical contractor never provided the prescribed medication he needed because they didn't have it on hand. Hines had a second stroke in January. His attorneys say it's likely that will make placing a traditional IV difficult, and there's a good chance Hines will need a central line placed. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN.